News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Yeah, for all you Formula One fans out there, and there are many of you at the moment, Formula One the movie comes out in Irish cinemas today, starring Irish actress Kerry Condon as Brad Pitt's race engineer. A little earlier though, I caught up with Bernie Collins, the Formula One commentator, analyst for Sky News, former Formula One strategy engineer for the Aston Martin team, for Man and Woman, who also was a consultant on the film. I began by asking Bernie what she believes is the driving force behind the surge in popularity of Formula One.
Yeah, I think there's been a few things between the popularity. I think that the Drive to Survive Netflix series really brought a brand new audience to us. You know, now from a viewership, we're at something like 40% of the viewership is female, which is, you know, quite remarkable for a lot of sports don't have that sort of number. And I think a lot of that is sort of a new audience during, let's say, the COVID year when a lot of sports weren't back up and running. F1 managed to get back and running, got that Drive to Survive series out and brought a whole new host of fans that hadn't really experienced any motor racing before that. So I think because of all of those little elements, the sport has really grown. And you can see that when you go to events, different countries, far more fanship and support than you've seen in previous years.
So tell us about your role on the film. I know Lewis Hamilton was a producer as well. Tell us about your own role.
Yeah, so my role was basically I was taken on as a consultant in order to try and make sure that little elements of the garage were correct. So, for example, I'd walk through the garage when they were doing a film scene and check that what was displayed on the screens was relevant to the scene that they were shooting, or what the engineers were talking about, the pit wall, or how they were using the intercom, or how they were using their headsets, or all of these little bits in the background that maybe, you know, 8 out of 10 people watching will never notice, but maybe the avid fan will notice that there's a little detail.
It's so true. And it's one of my bugbears. I'm a huge football fan, and they never reproduce football games right in the movies, and it drives me mad. And maybe it's hard to do it. But so this is about ensuring that the Formula One fan isn't going, ugh, that would never happen, or that sign is wrong, or whatever.
It's still a movie. There's still dramatisation. There's still stuff in there that I think is unlikely to happen in a genuine race in Formula One. And, you know, as much as I can point out those things, then obviously it's, you know, director's got creative licence to do as he wishes. But definitely there were things, you know, a good example is there's a scene in Silverstone. Silverstone has three sectors, like all races. But if you just take the lap time and divide it by three, that's not right for the sectors at Silverstone. So we correct little details like that to make it more accurate. But, you know, the movie is still effectively a blockbuster movie. So there is still going to be scenes that aren't replicated on track.
Sure.
But the idea is that where we can in the background, we're making that as realistic as we possibly can.
So you're used to that environment of being surrounded by huge celebrities, huge stars. So did it mean when you got sort of close to Brad Smith, you were totally blasé about it and totally used to it? Or is it a little bit different?
I think that, you know, it was really interesting when I met Brad at Silverstone. And I think maybe a bit of the Irish culture, we give very little esteem to that sort of celebrity. But lots of people in the room were definitely panicking that Brad was arriving and going to be checking up on things and stuff. But, you know, he was really lovely. And actually, one of the things that really impressed me was I was there as the sort of expert for the situation, if you like. And immediately when a conversation came up, he just turned around and said, "What do you think?" And, you know, that was really lovely thing for someone of that sort of position to really respect your opinion and what you thought.
Yeah, I'm sure.
How you thought the conversation might go, yeah.
But if when you were back in Mount Lourdes Grammar School in Enniskillen, if you'd been saying, "Yeah, when I met Brad," kind of is a pinch yourself moment, isn't it?
It definitely is. And I think that, I guess I've come a long, long way from that. And you do become definitely used to the environment. And you just need to hold your own a little bit and trust that in that moment, in that room of people, for all their amazing and everything they've done and really great actors. And, you know, it was great working with Kerry as well. That this is your world. And, you know, I feel very at home in the pit lane and very at home in the paddock. And actually stepping into the film world with all of the people that go along with it, you know, it was a huge cast and very difficult to find who's responsible for which prop, because so many people involved in the background, which was really a shock to me. The pit lane is something I'm really familiar with and therefore was able to help hopefully a little bit.
Just before I let you go, Ireland's future prospects in the sport, the success of Alex Dunn, do you think it could make the sport even more popular?
Oh, I definitely, you know, I'm already seeing signs of it making it more popular at home. You can see Alex, you know, I met Alex in Jeddah this year. I actually met his dad at a podium in Barcelona. I went along to see because I like to go along when he's on the podium if I can. And his dad was there as well. So I met him. But, you know, it's great. I think Ireland for a long time hasn't had that representation in the sport. And I think that'll really bring on. And pretty much everywhere I go now, I get asked about Alex's prospects. Being on the McLaren Junior program is a fantastic achievement. And hopefully he continues. You know, he's doing really well in F2 this year. There have been bumps, of course, there will. That's part of young driver learning. But he's shown really great talent, and as long as he continues along that path and he has a good team around him in his F2 team, I've no doubt he can do very, very well. And you know, I'm hopeful of hearing the Irish anthem up there on the podium at some stage from the F1 side from him, so hopefully he can make it all the way.
Yeah, hopefully he can. That was Bernie Collins, the brilliant Bernie Collins, talking to me there. Of course, Alex Dunn will be driving for McLaren in the Austrian Grand Prix at a practice race on Friday, making the first Irishman to feature at an F1 weekend in 22 years.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.